Tonight's shir, Simon Ayin Vov, Siv Dalid, He, and Vov. Siv Dalid, Hoysa So'o Al Bisaro. If a person had some excrement on his body, Umachusa Bibigado, but is covered by his clothing, Oshehichnis Yadav Bivesakise, or he would put his hands into a basic kise, derech chor, through a hole in the wall, ve'enu me'riach riachran, from where he stands, doesn't smell anything bad. Yesh matirin likois, v'yesh osrin. Some say, in such a situation, he could say kriyashma, and any darash b'kedusha, and some say that he cannot. V'yesh oimim, and others say, shlo hitu hamatir b'tzor b'saro, those who allowed him to recite Shema if there was some excrement on his body covered by his clothing. That's not enough that your clothing covers it, but rather it has to be such that it would be covered on its own without the clothing. For instance, Atzili Yadav, it's in his armpit. So even without the clothing, you can't see it. It's proper to do like the one who is strict. Ramo adds, v'shichvas zera al besaro, and if there was any semen on his flesh, dino kitso'a, we're going to treat it the same as excrement. Mishnah Berurah, sifkaton yud, bivigadav. This person has soya on his body and is covered with his clothing. If someone's hands were filthy because he cleaned himself after the bathroom, if there's no actual excrement on his hands, just it's filthy, and there is no bad smell, but there's on his hands something comparable to beads of sweat. He could say Shema just like that without covering his hands. V'davka acher. Now this is if someone else's hands are filthy and he is in the presence of those hands. Because we're not considering it the same as excrement. But the person whose hands are filthy, anytime a person's hands are filthy with beads of sweat or scratching his scalp, also likos kriyashma, he can't say Shema. Utfila, he can't daven. Until he washes his hands. If there's no water available, yinaki yodav, at a minimum, he should clean his hands with something else. Like we said before in simadal, look in the pimei halacha. So the shaila basically is, if someone's hands are not clean because he cleaned himself after going to the bathroom, can someone else say Shema in the presence of those unclean hands? Is that the same as soya or not? We're saying it's not. But of course, the person whose hands are not clean himself cannot say Shema or any box. He's got to wash his hands regardless. Sifkan Yud Aleph, Chor. The Mechaber gives a case where a person who puts his hands into the Beis HaKiseh through a hole in the wall. What Salaimar, so Mishnah Berurah explains, what this means to say is, Mechitza yesh beino lebein Beis HaKiseh. There's a partition, some kind of wall separating him and the Beis HaKiseh. Upashat yado lifnim en ha-mechitza. His hands go through the hole beyond the partition. But it's not like he's standing outside the wall of the Beis HaKiseh. Dilotema hachis, we don't give this scenario where there's a partition beyond the Beis HaKiseh. Halayesh oim mesim pei gimel. We learn in Sim pei gimel that there are those who say, the asulikros keneged mechitzas Beis HaKiseh. If you're standing by the wall of Beis HaKiseh, you can't say Shema, you can't say Brachos. Diketsoya damya, that wall is the exact same thing as Tsoya. So what difference does it make if it's his hands through the hole or not? If he's standing by the wall of Beis HaKiseh, he can't daven there anyway, according to those poskim. So it has to mean there's a partition further back, and his hand is going through the partition and now exposed to the wall of the Beis HaKiseh. Now, this halacha later on is talking about a Beis HaKiseh where there is no toilet bowl that we're familiar with, and there's actual tsoa up on the walls. The walls themselves are filthy on the inside. So halacha on such a wall, you can't say Shema on the other side of that wall. That wall is like tsoya itself. And therefore, the case the Mishnah Berurah creates, since quoting Be'er Heitev, is that there's a partition beyond that wall, and his hands are going through the partition. But the post can point out that today's bathrooms not only aren't the walls filthy with soya, but the walls don't only serve as basic kisei, they serve as part of the house and other usages. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this all later in Pei Gimel, that this halacha wouldn't apply today the way it applied then. Sifkatan Yud Beis. So if his body has soya and is covered by his clothing, or his hands are in the basic kisei area, so yesh matirin v'yesh osur. Why are there matirin? Dechsev, the pasuk says, kol haneshama tehalel ka, that the neshama in its entirety will praise Hashem. Tehainu ha-peh, v'hachoytem, that means the mouth and the nose. Bechlal ha-hilul, that's all included in the praise of Hashem. Avalo sha'ar evar, but not the rest of the body. Tafilu enim nekim sharis, if they're not clean, who cares? What difference does it make if his hands are in the basic kisei area? What difference does it make if his body, this tzoya, as long as it's covered? Vayesh osim, those who disagree say, taimam, their logic, dechsev, it says, kol atzmoisai tomarin Hashem yichamoicha. All my bones proclaim Hashem who is like you. The whole body is engaged. Be'inon shiyu kulam nekim, so then the whole body has to be clean. The hands have to be clean, the rest of the body has to be clean. And it's not enough that it's covered. Obviously, according to this, if any part of his body is within four amas of tzaya, he cannot recite Shema or say brachas for the same reason. What if the tzaya is not on his body, but rather on his clothing? And then there's a cover on top of that. That would work according to everybody, because according to the first shita, it was mutter even if it's on his skin. And according to the second shita, his skin has to be clean. His body is clean. His clothing isn't clean, so his clothing is covered. However, nonetheless, yizar kol adam shiyu tamid begadav nekiyam. A person should be particular to have clean clothing as well, befrat especially beis tefillah at the time when he is going to daven. Then the Mechaber brings a third view, that even the matirin were not mekel stamazoi when there's tzoya on the body covered by his clothing, but rather when it's covered by the body itself, like the armpit. We're going to see the yadav. What it's limited to say, oz mahani kisi beged, if the location of the tzoya is concealed by the body anyway, then the garment helps. And the Mechaber says one should go like the machmas of kanyadad k'divya machmir, in case of need, one could rely on those who are lenient, that only the mouth and the nose are included in praising Hashem, but not the rest of the body. The Ramah adds that shichra zera on his body is the equivalent of tzaya. What's let me to say? I came because of this. One should be strict if the shechva zera is on his body, even though it's covered, kmo b'tzaya v'chanal, the same way you're being machmir with tzaya. Aval kashiyal b'gadav mechusa, but if the shechva zera is not on his body, it's on his clothing, and his clothing is covered, shor l'kulyam, that everyone would say is okay, v'chanal b'tzaya, like we said before, by tzaya. V'yesh oimim, others disagree with the whole Ramah. The enuk tzaya, it's not like tzaya. Miu, however, b'sefer chasidim simetav kuftes muchach. Sefer chasidim, it's very clear that filu al begadav mechusa yesh lerachzo ol lefashto. Even on his clothing and covered, which we're saying until now the kli alma is good, sefer chasidim says one should wash the clothing or remove the clothing. Shlo yedavuk b'hatumah, the tumah should not be connected to him. Umikol shekein kishen nichshal chas v'shalom ayde keri. And certainly if he stumbles chas v'shalom with an emission of keri, shlo yilol maskeres issa, we don't want this to be a reminder of doing something wrong, so he certainly should change his clothing. Se'if hey, tsoya b'fit habas. Until now, we're discussing the shaila if this soya on his body, anywhere on his body, and it's covered. But if the tsoya is at the opening of the anus, then it's more strict. Afilu hi mechusa, even if it's covered, asur lekros ledivi hakol. Everyone says he's not allowed to recite Shema, he's not allowed to say brachas, he can't talk in Torah. Afilu eino nearest kishu oimid, even if it's not noticeable when he's standing. V'niras kishu mechusha, but it is noticeable when he is seated. So there's a specific chumrah by tsoya bepita bas that you don't say by other parts of the body. Sifkan design bepita bas. Misha yeshlo choyli hatchoyr, a person who's suffering from hemorrhoids. Vizav mimenu dam tamid, so he's constantly bleeding. Va'agav adam yotzi menu lecha srucha mufashas, and together with the blood is coming a putrid, rotten discharge. And it smells horrible. Also, b'chol dover shebekedusha, it's forbidden to do anything involving tefillah and the Torah, any dover shebekedusha, calls man shalecha srucha shoseis yimenu, as long as this disgusting discharge is flowing from him. V'im ein sham reacha, but if there is no bad smell, I'm assuming there's no infection. Im hadam o halecha yoytzei derech techiyah b'seirugin, if the blood or the liquid discharge comes out intermittently, depending on pressure, clearly havimenu me'ayim. That's something coming from the bowels. V'yesho takane b'chitzis mekom hazoma, and the eitzah then is to wash off the affected area. V'im shoyseis v'yorei tada me'asma, but if it's bleeding and flowing regularly, with not intermittently depending on pressure, it's just bleeding on its own, us having a pia tabas, that's clearly hemorrhoidal bleeding. Vein sarach takan, you don't have to do anything. In other words, there are three scenarios he's describing. One, it sounds like there's some kind of infection going on along with the bleeding, and it smells horrible. So that you can't, if there's a bad smell coming from his body like that, he can't daven or do any shadav shev gedusha. If there is no bad smell, there's two possibilities. Either there's something being discharged from the bowel, which is an issue and has to be washed off. But then there's a simple case of a straight-out hemorrhoid. The hemorrhoid is bleeding. It has nothing to do with the bowels, nothing to do with pressure from the bowels. It's just that he's bleeding. So in such a case, there's nothing he has to do. That itself does not, a bleeding hemorrhoid does not create a problem for davening or davish v'kedusha. Sifka and Yudzayin. Asur likrois, if the tsoya is at the anal opening, he cannot daven, even if it's covered. Let's say he did. Let's say he said Kriya Shema, Chozev Kari, he should say it again. When it comes to davening, he says, Shaila, if he has to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Kain, Kasav, Chayodim, so writes the Chayodim. Aval habi achronim kosvi shetzorich lachzor lispal, but many achronim write that he should daven Shmoneh Esrei again as well. And it would seem, from the wording, that's how he's passing. So calling Yud Ches, the Divi Hakol, everyone agrees that Soya by the Pia Tabas is a problem. What's the Lomian to say? Afila Divi Hamat B'Sif Dalid, even the one who is lenient in Sif Dalid, Bit Soya Al B'Sor Mechusa, if there was Soya on his body covered, this is worse. Shani Hocha, it's different over here. Dibi Mekoyma Nefesh Zua Motfei, because in its natural location, there's an excessive amount of zoyama, it's considered more unclean. Alkein, therefore, yesh lo odom lis oire v'liros tamid she'inoki pia tabas shalo, a person should be vigilant and careful to make sure that he is clean, v'lerochza b'mayim, he should wash himself with water, oberok or saliva, kadesh lo yishor shoma filu mashu mitzaya, there shouldn't be even the smallest amount of tzaya remaining on his body by the pita bas. Sifka and Yutes, even if it's only noticeable when he's seated. Kishu Yoshev. Avlam Eina Nira Safila Kishu Yoshev. But let's say it's not noticeable when he's seated. Mutter, that's not a problem. Shalonit Natal Malach Hashares, the Torah wasn't given Malach Hashares. We're not going to say that a person has to cleanse his bowels before he davens. That's not happening. So as long as his body is clean, that doesn't bother us. Now, There will be a discussion subsequently if a person has an urge to go to the bathroom. So then we say his body is not clean. Then that part he has to void. He has to have a movement to clean out his body. But barring the person who has such a sensation, we don't say he has to do anything more than that. That we're not malachim, we're people. So as long as the body is clean and there's no tsoya noticeable by the pita bas, even when he's sitting down, that's clean enough.
So even if there is tsoya there, but it's not seen when he's sitting down, it's okay.
Because that means it's still that's in the recess of the body at that point. Yes.
Colostomy bags.
So there's a lot of discussion in the poskim on the notes on the side about people who have to have those procedures. And the most contemporary take on it is that essentially the body is clean. The body is clean. There's a bag that it empties into. And if there's no bad smell and the bag is covered, it's fine. That is the consensus of the Paiskim. Se'iv Vav. Hayulafan of Ma'atsoa. If there's some tsoya in his presence in the room, Yochalavat Lebaroik, if it's a little bit, he could just spit on it and that'll take care of it. Shayarug Bav, you could connect them. Once he spits on it, it's covered, and then he could say Shema right there. Vuhu Sheharok Ava. Now this has to be a thick saliva to cover this little bit, this very, very little bit of tsoya. Now, this kind of eliminating or covering the tzoya is temporary. But if he doesn't say Shema immediately, and eventually the saliva gets absorbed into the tzoya, it's not bottle anymore. Ma'at tzoya, very small amount of tzoya you can cover with saliva. Afilu kosher, we're dealing with a tiny little bit. There is no minimum amount of tzoya that's a problem. That means the smallest amount of tzoya is problematic. So you cover it with spit and you're good enough. It is not necessary for a person to distance himself from vomit, even though he may find it disgusting. The problem of tsoya is when the food has gone through the entire digestive tract and comes out the colon and so on. But if it only made it to the stomach and came back up, that's not tsoya. That does not qualify as tsoya. And therefore, there's no halacha to marchik. He doesn't have to distance himself from vomit, even though it's disgusting. So if a child throws up and there's vomit on the floor and he's in the middle of benching, he doesn't have to leave the room. He can finish benching right there, even though there is vomit in his presence.
With the smell.
Now, he makes a note on the side that this is only if there's no bad smell. But if there's a bad smell, then he's going to have to go away from it. There's no maramokam on this note. He's not quoting a tshuva from any of the poskim. And I don't think this is the standard in halacha. The standard in halacha is that even if it smells like throw-up smells, he can still say Shema there. Because the halacha is not all bad smells are problematic. There could be a chemical smell of a floor cleaner, which is horrid.
Skunk.
And you can daven in that room. And I believe the halacha is if a skunk sprays, you can daven. If you're in your sukkah and the skunk sprays in the neighborhood, hopefully not that close, but it still stinks, you can bench. You can say, I don't think that's a halachic issue. Bad smells by themselves are not the problem. It's a very specific type of bad smell. Typically, decaying organic matter is going to be the definition we'll see later on, what's called the reichwa. So the throw-up smell with the stomach juices and all that stuff is nasty. I'm not saying it isn't nasty. But I don't think the halacha is that it's a problem. They checked another swarm, and they want to say it's nachon, it's a nice thing. If it's a bad smell, so it's better not to. But in the ikar halacha of it, b'kiv egur did not machalik. So I think that b'kiv egur's case wasn't it did smell. And the poskim want to say that it's better not to, but the halacha, it doesn't fall into the category of reichwa that you have to distance yourself. Sivkan chof aleph. Harok ove. If you're attempting to cover a small amount of tsoya with saliva, it has to be thick. Oz, chosh of kisi, that is considered a cover. V'davka kishen megila rechon. Again, it has to be there's no bad smell reaching you. V'mnoisid mayim agalbi etzor. If you just cover it with water, lo mahay, that's insufficient. Elam kein hamayim achurim, unless the water is turbulent, she'en hatsoya nears mitocham, that you can't see the tsoya through the water. V'lo domi letzor b'ashoshes. Water is not the same as a glass cover. Tahasim kisui me'al yuhu ma'she'en kein v'zeh. Because a glass cover is a real cover. Water is not a real cover. Therefore, yesh lizor mi lekos neged avit mali mayim. Therefore, be very careful not to say Shema or any bracha in the presence of a avit. Is typically a chamber pot. In this case, could be any kind of wash basin filled with water. Asher shlichu b'socho big de ketanim sheish ben tsoya, and they put in this wash basin dirty diapers. So you have dirty diapers and water in a basin. The fact that there's water over the diapers is not sufficient to be considered covered, and you cannot say Kriya Shema or its brachos in the presence of that basin. So the notes point out, when it came to Gilui Erva, we said the person who isn't dressed, and he's standing in a clear spring, his Erva is not Megula, his Erva is covered by the water. He can't look at it, it's definitely, he can't see the Erva. But as far as being covered, it's considered Mechusa. So there, we said clear water is a kisui. Yet over here, we're saying clear water is not a kisui. Glass is a kisui, but not the water. So he says that later on, we're going to point out that by tsoya, the pasuk says, v'kisisa es tsayasecha. The pasuk specifically says, and you cover it. When the Torah says, cover it, this is not a covering. By gili erva, it doesn't say cover. It just says, you shouldn't lo yivcheres dover. It shouldn't be seen, it should be covered, so that's called not Megula. So there's a Madrega. It's not Megula, it's not revealed, but it's still not Mechusa either. It's like an in-between stage. So the water is sufficient to cover Erva, it's not sufficient to be considered a covering for Tzaya.